Hi, this is Logan with R-Shop Fiber. How may I help you today?
Yes, you had sent me a flyer in the mail for service.
Ah, yes. Are you interested?
My what?
Are you interested in our service?
Yeah, I was actually, that's why I'm calling now.
Oh, gotcha. Can I have the house number, please? For the address to see if our services are available in that location.
Yeah, I believe I actually talked to somebody on the street. You've had numerous guys out here, you know, putting up cable and stuff. It's 19 Spring Street in Kingston, New York.
What's the zip code?
12401.
You said 19 Spring Street?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. Okay, so our in-service date for our fiber optic to be actually available in that location is January 15th. But we can move forward if you do want the service. It was just the installation will have to be after that date.
Okay, all right. And so what is the... You know, what's the requirement of, I'm assuming that for this particular, I mean, you have $100 streaming card down. I'm assuming that's the reason to sign up before the third, you know, the end of today.
So our promotion got moved, to January 31st. So you are able to register later if you do want to. But yeah, you get free installation and a $100 streaming card.
Okay. I mean, I'm interested. I don't know, you know, do you just put me on a list?
I have like a page here open. It's basically just a bunch of different questions, regarding, you know, just a bunch of, just to make sure the service is the right fit for you, you know, which package do you want, and just a bunch of different questions, if you want to go through that with.
Okay, well, ask away.
Gotcha, okay. So is this a, for the location, is it a home or a business?
It's home.
Okay. Did you see what speeds you were interested in? Any idea of what speeds you want?
Well... What are the different speeds? I mean, it's saying here a gig.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So we have a 500 megabyte plan, which is $69.99. We have a 1 gig plan, which is $79.99, and then a 2 gig speed, which is $99.99. And this is not including paperless deductible. So if you were to do paperless billing, like auto pay through your checking account, it's $10 per month off, and then $5 for credit and debit auto pay.
Okay, so that's all right. That's per month against the billing.
Yes.
If you go directly through your bank.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, I'm looking at the flyer that you sent me, and it's saying, 1 gig, $69.99 per month.
Yep. Yep. That would be with the paperless billing.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to do that speed thinking, or do you want to do like a lower speed, or higher speed?
You know, that sounds fine is the 1 gig per month. I mean, you know, that should be fine.
Okay. All right. Sorry for all the questions too.
That's all right.
For your equipment, do you use your own equipment, or would you like to have equipment sent out? The equipment that we send out is cost-free, and it's included within the package.
Oh, okay. So it's no extra charge for your equipment.
Yeah, so we send out a router and a modem that can be used that is able to, like, it's you know, it's standard, the equipment that we send out, so it's able to handle the speeds that are listed on our website. That way you don't have any
Okay, I
throwing
mean,
issues and you get the speeds that you want.
right. I mean, I have a what is it? A an Orbi system in the house.
A mesh system? Like, is there multiple?
You know, yeah, it's two units, one downstairs, one upstairs.
Gotcha, okay.
I mean, I do have a modem in the house, but you know, I'm assuming your modem is designed for your system.
It's not that it's designed for it. It's just it's able to, it handles the speeds that we offer.
Okay.
So,
Yeah,
but
well, I
it.
wouldn't want something that,
Sorry, were you
you
saying,
know,
sir?
would choke it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I say I wouldn't want something, you know, something that would choke it. That's all.
Yeah. We could. So when we do send out for installation, you could try the equipment and see if it works better than your equipment that you have. And if not, then you could just use your own equipment.
Yeah,
So.
I mean that's fine. That's something that the installer can test there.
Yeah. And then also too, included in our package, you also get a free extender. So I'm not sure how much square feet your house is, but if you do have problems with like your range with your network, extenders can help a lot with that.
Okay. Well, I mean that's how what I have right now. I have, you know, a unit upstairs and a unit downstairs.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you interested in the standard phone line as well or no?
Standard phone. Standard phone line comes with it, or is that an extra?
It's an extra. It's an extra $25 per month.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I use a cell phone, so at the moment, at least right now, I'm not interested in it. No.
Okay, all right. Do you own or rent your property?
I own the property.
Do you know if the utility wires feeding through your home and outside, like the power phone cable, etc., is that through the air or underground?
It's through the air.
Okay, thank you. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
This is for setting up your portal. What's your first name?
Thomas.
Thomas, spelled Thomas.
Correct.
What's your last name?
Cutten, CUTTEN.
Okay, what's your email?
It's Thomas Tug 13 at MSN.com.
You said UG, right? Thomas, or sorry, Thomas Tug, TUG 13.
Yeah, like a tugboat.
Gotcha, okay. What's your primary phone number?
It's 914-388-3083.
He says 3083.
That's correct.
Gotcha. For contact prior to installation or for any future notifications regarding your account, how would you like to receive those? There's phone, email, and text.
Probably email would be fine.
Okay. Right. So do you want to set up the auto pay now or later? Only ask now because then it just gets it out of the way. If not, you can set it up later when on your
Yeah, no,
portal.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Auto pay, you know, you can set that up now.
And this is for your checking, right? For your paperless, or do you want to do through credit and debit?
Is it both the same price or?
The checking account would be $10. The auto pay with credit and debit would be $5.
Okay, so that's $10 off. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I'll just do it through the checking.
Okay. When you're ready,
What do
I'll
you
put your
need?
routing number.
a routing number. All right. That's the first numbers on the check?
Yes, on the left side.
Okay.
On the bottom left.
That would be 22 19 76 24 3.
And for your account number?
Account number.
This should be on the bottom right.
Bottom right. Okay. How many digits is that usually?
It shows stars for me on my screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It says 16, but I think I've had account numbers
okay,
that were shorter than that.
The whole number. I got you. No, I got you. I know what you're saying. At least on this check, it's 200 103 307 01 1033.
Okay. And the name on the count is the same?
Yes, correct.
Just to make sure, Thomas, spelled T-H-O-M-A-S, and the last name Cutten, C-U-T-T-E-N.
Correct.
Okay. And this is your checking account?
Yes.
Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. How did you hear about Archdot Fiber?
I initially heard through like a local paper.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I have someone in my family that lives in Germantown, and they told me that Archtop had purchased GTEL, which was the Germantown phone system, I guess, and their internet service, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as buried wires, septic tanks, et cetera?
Buried wires. Now, they're going to have to run their own wires into the house?
Yeah. Yep. Unless you already have the coax that's already running into your modem, which you do, they can either use the same coax or use another one. They would just have to run it from the pole to there.
Okay, yeah. It probably makes sense to use the coaxial that's there. It's been...
Yeah.
You know, it's, I would say, within at least the last 5 years, all the wires for the system from the pole to the house have been replaced.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So you should have big cables. They would just have to move the cable from where it's plugged in now or where it's screwed on onto the pole onto the fiber optic poles that they're putting in now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I understand. That's...
Do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives? Just anything about the
installation
process? Anything like that?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, you know, I'm sure they know their job.
Just before I place the order and we go on to scheduling for the installation, I just have to read out our policy and procedures, if you don't mind. Sorry, it's a very mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Yes, but at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a drop cable, the cable that connects to your home, to your fiber network, to the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate to the cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend to our new customers to wait until fiber services are installed to cancel current provider, DMZ gateway, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber. Excuse me, sorry. Is a property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge the unreturn equipment. It results in up to $134 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your online bill or pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in Archtop Fiber online account using your email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by terms of service as they change from time to time and as posted on our website? Included its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration. Do you agree with these terms?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. I always have to drink water after reading it.
Wait. No, there's a bit of a delay in this call. Like, I'm hearing myself secondhand.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
Let's hope that's not the Archtop Fiber service.
So I just completed your response. After the installation happens on January 15th, give a call back, and we should be able to set an install date. We can't set an install date now because it's still in process of, you know, you saw the people still hooking up the lines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
After it's fully installed and everything, it could be earlier, but most likely it will be done latest the 15th. Just give a call back, and we should be able to set up a date for you to get scheduled.
Okay, so it would be at this number, correct? The 855-794-3823?
Yes, yep. You just call our top again, whether it be me or another assistant, to say, hey, you already filled out everything else, to say, hey, I just need it to be scheduled. Your portal should be created,
okay.
So you should be able to access your portal. You should have a confirmation email as well soon regarding our call today and you signing up for the service. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you for joining the service as well. And
I'm hopeful that your service will be a bit better than the service I have at the moment. So
what do you use right now?
I use Spectrum, which has been the main service in this area, and it's just been very sketchy and not very dependable. So
I kind of like this though because you don't have to do any contracts or anything like that, and there's a 2-year price guarantee, so the price doesn't move. At least I live in the middle of nowhere. I'm not sure if you know where like Hunter Tannersville is or like where like the Capitals
are.
We only have really Spectrum here. There's no competition, so they just run up and change the prices all the time. So it's really annoying.
Yeah.
I hate.
Yeah,
Spectrum.
It's been I've been in this house for about 35 years, and it's been a battle, with Spectrum, with Verizon, and I believe that this company is a relatively local company. I mean, I don't know about all the principles involved, but, I'd rather see it be local than, distant.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because they're more closer to the customers,
Mm-hmm.
More transparent. Yeah, that's why I don't really like Spectrum either, because their communication's horrible, and there's, random outages. Like, I pay, $80 a month for my internet, and there's always outages. I always have bad bandwidth issues. Even though I have a really good router and modem, I still have lots of issues.
Well, that's, as I explained to you, I had them replace all the wires. I've got a pretty good router system in the house, and my own modem, and the outages are just ridiculous. So
yeah, and because I work here too, so it always interrupts when I'm working, and I would have to stop working because of my my internet is not consistent, so it's definitely
right,
a struggle. Very frustrating.
Well, one interesting thing I could tell you about fiber optics is that of course my father was involved in IBM back in the 60s when they first came out with this thing, and he actually brought a piece of this wire home, and he said, I don't know what you're going to do with this, he said, but you can take a flashlight and shine it in the end, and it looks pretty.
Yeah, you hook it up for lights.
Right, right.
That's pretty funny.
Little did he know, you know, one day it would turn around. But
I wish I had it in my area, but I live in the middle of nowhere, so I'm definitely not going to get it anytime soon, which sucks. But
right, right.
When I
well, that's
somewhere.
Too bad.
Hopefully, it has fiber optic.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, but, so your name is
Logan.
Logan. Okay. Thanks,
yeah.
Logan.
Yeah,
you've been a big help.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, thank you for choosing our service, and you know, make sure to call back when you have that when we have it all set up on the 15th. But is there anything else I can help you with today?
I think that's it. I'll just cancel the other service when I'm all set up.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time again, and thank you for your patience with me. Thank you for calling R-Shop Support. This is Logan again. Have an amazing day, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Hope you get out and have some fun.
Yeah, I'm getting out 4:30, so I'm excited. But take care now.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.